Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. New poll finds Americans more polarized than ever before. President Biden makes another significant mistake. The White House misleads about inflation. The UK picks its first prime minister of color. Also ahead, rooting against Ukraine, who exactly is doing that? But first, a survey from NBC News shows the public more divided than at any other time since the Civil War. 8 in 10 Americans believe their political opponents will, quote, destroy the country if elected. 70% of voters say they are paying close attention to the midterm election on November 8th, the most ever for a non-presidential vote. 47% want the Republicans to take control of Congress, 45% Democrats, 8% undecided, which is hard to believe, being undecided. Joe Biden falsely telling reporters that his student debt plan was approved by Congress. Said the president, quote, folks can now get $10,000 in debt forgiveness. I got it passed. I got it passed by a vote or two, and it's in effect now. In reality, Mr. Biden signed an executive order canceling some student debt, and that was in August. He then delivered a national address outlining his unilateral action. But apparently, he forgot about that. His executive order has been stopped by a federal court as being unconstitutional. The president also insisting the USA has the lowest inflation rate in the world. Quote, inflation is a worldwide problem. It's worse off everywhere else than in the United States, according to Mr. Biden. Well, here are the facts. The inflation rate in America is now 8.2%. That's higher than Canada, Japan, Australia, Israel, China, South Korea, France, on and on. The United Kingdom selecting the nation's first non-white prime minister. Conservative Member of Parliament Rishi Sunak will replace outgoing PM Liz Truss. Sunak is the only person of Asian ancestry to lead the UK. He was born in Southampton, England, to Indian immigrants from East Africa. In a moment, some high-profile Americans do not want to help Ukraine. Right back with it.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Supporting Ukraine, most Americans do, according to the polls. We don't want to get involved in a shooting war with Putin, but we support giving the Ukrainians aid, both military and humanitarian. However, some very high-profile Americans disagree, which is fine. We live in a democracy where robust debate is very important. So let's name some of the people who are not real bullish on Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, quote, this is about the military-industrial complex. They make these weapons and they want to sell them. Donald Trump Jr., how about we get every single Floridian back into their homes and back to normal before we send one more cent to Ukraine? Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, funding foreign wars like Ukraine and defending other people's borders only creates more disabled veterans. Tucker Carlson, Why should we take Ukraine's side and not Russia's side? GOP Senate candidate in Ohio, J.D. Vance. I really don't care what happens to Ukraine one way or the other. I'm sick of Joe Biden focusing on the border of a country I don't care about. And there are many other people in that vein. So once again, why is Ukraine important to the American citizen? Well, it all has to do with what they call geopolitics. There are threats in this world. The three main threats right now on Earth are Putin and Russia, the Chinese communists, and the Iranian mullahs. All three are very aggressive, do not respect human rights, will violate international law as Putin has done, and will continue to cause trouble if not restrained. So the good news is that because of NATO and America, the Ukrainians have been able to fight the Russians to a standstill. Putin is losing in his attempt to take over that independent country, and that is a good thing. It shows the Chinese communists, for example, if they were to invade Taiwan, there would be stiff resistance against China, both from the Taiwanese themselves who would fight and from worldwide trade sanctions. So I'm not really understanding why Americans don't understand that. If you allow Putin to take over an independent country, he's going to take over a lot of them. There are many former satellites of Russia, the Soviet Union back then, who are now independent. So he'll just knock them off one by one because he wants to restore the former, quote, glory of the Soviet Union. And of course, if we folded to Putin, the Chinese communists would invade Taiwan. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You'll like it there. And I hope you consider my new book, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 33 years ago today, America's most popular television preacher was sentenced to 45 years in prison for fraud. The scandal shocked the public, nearly destroyed one of the largest ministries in the USA. Here is the story of Jim Baker. He and his wife, Tammy Faye, became national celebrities in the 1970s. The couple's cable show, called the PTL Club, short for Praise the Lord, was the most watched religious program in the country. Unlike other Christian programs at the time, the duo's broadcast adopted a talk show format. They interviewed guests, took calls from viewers, gave advice on marriage, raising children, personal finance. Jim and Tammy Faye raised major dollars selling church memberships and so-called miracle products like healing crystals. They built a 2,000-acre resort called Heritage USA. The destination included a 500-person hotel, a world-class TV studio. 6 million guests visited the park every year, placing it just behind Disney World in terms of attendance. Investigations into the Bakers began in 1979. A review from the IRS found the couple spent $1.3 million of donations on themselves, buying clothes, jewelry, and real estate. In 1987, rumors of extramarital affairs and secret payments gained national attention on the Bakers. Less than a year later, Jim Baker was indicted on 8 counts of mail fraud, 15 counts of wire fraud, and 1 count of operating a criminal enterprise. On October 25, 1989, the televangelist was sentenced to 45 years in prison. He was released in 1994. Tammy Faye divorced him while he was in prison. She died in 2007. And here's something else you might not know. Jim Baker is still preaching today. The 82-year-old recently found himself in more legal trouble. The Reverend was ordered by the FDA to stop selling a blend of salt water he claimed could cure COVID. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.